Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. It's a special, little early edition of the show tonight. I'm very pleased, though, because, man, my arms are about to fall off. I've been painting all day long, and this is a nice break. Very good break. I'm very excited tonight. We've got a heck of a cool guest for you, Miss Isabel Oliver Marcus. From the hit show, This Is Us. How are you, Isabel?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm in South Florida. It's a beautiful day down here today. It's just starting to get hot this time of year, but it's still relatively nice. How's LA today? Pretty good?
It is. It's the first day of the year that I've felt like it's real Los Angeles weather. You got to turn the fan on, but you don't need the AC, and you walk out and there's a breeze, but there's sun too. So kind of living the LA life over here.
Nice. All you need are a pair of really big sunglasses and a little dog. I'm teasing.
Done and
I'm teasing.
Done.
Do you have a little dog?
Well, she's not little. She's a dachshund size, so she's not
nice.
Purse, but more like, you know, duffel bag, maybe?
I gotcha. What's her name?
Pepper.
That's a good dog name. I like that name. Me and my girlfriend, Danny, just got a puppy Thanksgiving, in November, a little Sharpay. She's about a year.
Oh, that's awesome.
My faithful dog sitting right here. You know, it's weird. We got her this big collar, and it's got her tags and everything on it, and they make noise. So whenever I do a show, I have to take her collar off of her, and she gets annoyed with that. I don't know if she likes it.
You know, I had to start taking my dog's collar off at night because it pulls her hair off, and so she was getting this little bald patch on her neck, and she doesn't like it either, and she gets really excited in the morning when I put it back on her because she knows her collar is about her, like, she's owned, she's ours, and
right.
She also knows that it means she's going to go for a walk.
Yeah. Mine too. They love it. And, you know, when you're just a little thing. I've seen you on the show. But when you're a little bit bigger, it's a good thing. You know, we got this dog. Everybody's like, oh, you're going to be taking the dog. So I'm like, man, I'm walking this dog a couple times a day. They're like, that's a good thing, Jamie. Keep doing that. Lay off the honey bun. Very, very cool. Let me ask you, because you're still quite young. High school age, right? Somewhere around in there?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in my senior year of high school.
Very cool. I remember those days. They were a long, long time ago. You grew up in Texas, I believe. If my show notes are right. Nice.
Yeah.
Now, did you know, I mean, were you that girl when you were little? I mean, you were taking acting lessons and dance, and you were going to be an entertainer, and... was that how
I
you
was
were?
Kind
or
of that girl.
I gotcha.
Yeah, I took dance classes when I was real young, and my mom likes to tell how I, you know, made up stories in the backyard. And, you know, I had a costume box. I played dress up, and I played all the roles. The prince, the princess, doesn't matter. But
that's awesome.
I didn't start like acting and pursuing acting specifically until fifth grade. And then, yeah, once I had caught the bug, as it were, I just kept going. I just got my hands on whatever I could do.
Well, That's excellent. I was trying to remember what I was doing in fifth grade. Probably just getting in trouble, you know, I think I would
you know,
care of the neighborhood
such a
with the BB
gun. Gosh, yeah, no, I was such a goody-two-shoes. The one time I went to the principal's office is because the teacher asked me to take someone, to escort someone to the principal's office because they had done bad. I was such a teacher's pet, and I think I was the stereotype of, like, the little Miss Princess in the tap shoes at school, you know, sucking up to the teachers. And I think I've grown out of that about now. But I had my face.
But I actually am wearing tap shoes right now. No, I'm kidding.
No, not quite.
I was the exact opposite. I would go into the principal's office, you know, I'd say hi to Marge, that was his secretary. Trying to bum a cigarette off of her. No, it wasn't that bad. But that's awesome. Now, let me ask you. So you're serious about acting and everything. And I was reading the story a little bit. You have an agent in L.A. and all this and that. And as people do, that's how the business works. And you got called. You got a call to read, I guess they call it. Excuse me, I'm not in the movie business or the TV business. I just watch a lot of TV. But you got the call, and they normally needed you to show up there in person, but you were in Texas, right?
Yeah, they really wanted the people to be live and in person in the room because there's so much secrecy around the show. But I was in Texas and visiting family, and fortunately they let me send in a tape. I think it was a matter of probably the relationship of the agent with the casting directors. I don't know what it was. But it was really incredible. I feel really fortunate for them to have given me that shot.
Well, this all happened, like on a Thursday and Friday, right? And then you're like, you got the gig on over the weekend, and then you're working on Monday. Or it was very quick, wasn't it?
Well, it was super quick. I got the audition like a Wednesday night. Like, my family was making dinner, and real quick, I had to schedule a chance to shoot a tape with a coach in Texas, and we shot it on Thursday. On Friday, they pinned me, so they said, "Hey, we think we want to use you. Be on alert." And then I flew out on Saturday. On Monday, I had a chemistry read. On Tuesday, they gave me the job. And on Wednesday, I was on set. So it was a full week. It was only a week between getting the audition, sitting around in Texas in my pajamas, and being on set for, like, the biggest show in the country.
That's pretty amazing. That is, you know, and that just goes to show what a lot of, years of hard work and dedication. No, I'm just teasing you a little bit. That's amazing, and it's incredibly quick. I know people that live in L.A. that have been trying to get their big break for 40 years, you know, and here you are. No, I'm...
It's true. I remember... It's totally true. I've met them myself. You know, I got my agent like within 3 weeks of being in Los Angeles, and I was meeting people who had just gotten their agent after 10 years. And I'm incredibly grateful. And I think, you know, Emma Stone said in her Academy acceptance speech, it's a combination of luck and opportunity. And I really, really do think that it's that. It was just luck and opportunity. And I don't know entirely why it came my way faster than it came the way of other people. I certainly am not going to take credit for that. But I do think, you know, I have been pursuing it for about 6 years now, five when I got the role on This Is Us. And so I think that this was a stepping stone in my career that I was ready for. But I'm certainly not going to claim that I'm more deserving of it than someone else. It was just, it came my way when it came my way, and I was ready for it. So.
And that just goes to show, you know, you just never know, you know. My my advice to people try to put yourself in possible opportunistic positions, you know, in situations and whatnot.
I totally agree. Yeah, it's such a weird business and it's such a weird city, and you don't know when it will come your way. And it's hard to know the balance between like going out there and getting it for yourself, and also like if you don't look right for the character, you don't look right for the character. That's just the way it is. You can't change anything about, you can't change that, that thing that they're looking for that you quote don't have. So it's a weird balance, but as much as you can, go out and do everything you know to do and everything you can do, everything that's in your power, and then you have to let go of the outcome.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's very true, you know, and I tell friends that are, you know, in your business and acting and that business, I'm like, man, if that was me, I would be at every film festival, you know. I would be passing out cards. You know, you got to keep that hustle. You got to get the ball down the court. You know,
well,
and that's in any.
You do really well in this business. Come on out here.
Oh no, it's I'm telling you, the art business has eaten me up and turned me. You
well,
think Hollywood?
Making art in your own
Whoa.
Way. This show is important.
Yeah.
This show is an important piece of art too, and
oh, that's
you're
true.
Doing well at
that's
that. True. So. Whatever you're calling it,
yeah.
Man.
And it's all you got to do is just do your best at you know, whatever's in front of you and hope for the best. Well, that's cool, man. That is cool. Now, let me ask you this. How has your life changed? Here you are. You're, you know, 80 million people are watching you and whatnot. You know, or what's happening? What has changed, you know, besides Pepper and big sunglasses and what have you?
A whole lot and also not a whole lot. I still got to do school like everybody else. I'm working my way through my last year of school. I do have my classes all online so that I can be
That's
on
awesome.
Set and go to auditions at the drop of a hat. Yeah, yeah. Freaking technology making stuff so possible. It's insane. So I'm still going to school and I'm still working on projects that an 18-year-old might be working on. For instance, my mom's got to move out of the house, and I've got to find roommates and get a job and all that. I'll get another job, you know, looking forward to the next step,
right.
Whether it's acting or coffee shop, you know. But it is kind of wacky to I got recognized at an event the other day, and that was kind of mind-blowing. It was insane.
Awesome.
I guess on some level I did expect it because, like, you hear stories about it, but it was incredible and crazy. So that's one thing that has changed is there is the possibility of getting recognized for a role you did on television. It's insane.
The person who recognized you, did they refer to you, did they say, hey, it's Allison? Or did they say, hey, that's Isabel Oliver Marcus?
Well, they didn't. They actually said, you look familiar. Do I know you from somewhere?
I gotcha.
So not quite as monumental as a name recognition, but still really, really incredible and totally crazy.
That's very cool. And it's, the only time people recognize me is, you know, they remember that I owe them $10 or something. They're like, hey, get over here. Where's my money? It's not that bad, usually. Only a few times. that's very cool. Well, you know, and like you said, it is amazing the world we live in. I know a lot of people focus on all the, you know, of course there's zaniness and craziness and all kinds of weird stuff going on. But at the same time with technology, man, it is. It's I'm old enough to remember, you know, before computers. and Yeah, you absolutely couldn't take classes online. That wouldn't happen. But that's cool, you know, and there you are. And that gives it frees up so much time, you know.
Yes.
Very cool.
Yeah, so much time. And I think I have struggled with not knowing exactly what to do with all that time. so that's an interesting challenge, you know, like through history.
In Hollywood, on a hot show. I mean, what's the worst? I'm kidding. Don't go down. Very bad things can happen. No, you seem real level-headed and down to earth, and I think that's a good thing. You know.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. I think if I were anything else, my mom and my cousins would smack me around. I definitely know that if I ever start to get too big ahead, I go back to Christmas and, you know, I'm the youngest of like 17 cousins and they'd all be like, what you doing? You're still the baby, and just smack me and I'd be back to normal.
Oh yeah. It happens. I remember when I got out of art school, my father, I was definitely the artsy fartsy one of the family. And and my father was, you know, very intelligent man, but very blue collar, and every so often his joke for me was he'd be like, reel it in there, Fraser Crane, reel it in. And then I started doing the podcast and it just got worse, you know. you need people to keep you kind of grounded sometimes, you know. There's nothing wrong with that, but there's nothing wrong with you know, enjoying the gains and the movement you've accomplished, you know. I mean, that's very cool. What do you think about living in L.A. compared to – were you in Dallas or Austin? I can't remember.
San Antonio.
San Antonio, that's right.
Yeah, it's the redheaded stepchild of Texas that no one ever recognizes, right, but everyone loves when once they figure it out.
I gotcha.
I grew up in Texas, and I have said many times, you know, the stereotypes about both places, there's some true and there's some false. Texas is Texas and California is California. And it's taken me a while to really start to love LA, but I do now. I've come to appreciate the things that I kind of didn't like about it. And I actually started growing kefir, which is like the most Los Angeles thing I've ever done, and it makes me kind of sick to my stomach, but it's also supposed to be really good for me, so I don't know. I can't let go of these southern roots. Like, I'm going to grow kefir and eat granola, but I also got to get me some fried chicken every now and then, because I can't let go of this. I like it. It's where I need to be, and I'm also enjoying living here, and I am glad that I always get to go back to San Antonio, and it's still my home, and I don't have any animosity toward it. But I'm also really thankful that I've learned to love the city I need to be in.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, even with technology, you know, people, especially like in the music business and stuff, they're like, oh, you can be anywhere and just, you know, send files and what. I'm like, yeah, but if you're really going to get serious, I mean, you have to be where the action is, I find, especially if you're going on jobs. That is not the case.
You know,
your story isn't how it normally works, you know.
That's
you actually
true.
Have to show
that's
up.
That's totally true.
You know. That's cool. That's cool. Now, do you dig the beach? Do you go to the beach a lot?
Oh my God, man, I sunburn so quickly that I cannot go to the beach. It kills my skin, but we do have, you know, we've got a swimming pool in our apartment building. It's itsy bitsy, but I sit there and I look up and I can see the top of a palm tree and I'm like, this is almost the beach, right?
Exactly. Plus there's always YouTube. You can just watch the beach on YouTube and, you know.
That's right. Yeah, make it full screen, and then I'm, like, immersed.
There you go. I have to ask you, because this is a question that I've been asked. Well, something I've noticed. It's not even a question. Well, I guess it is a question. But my girlfriend, Danny, and I thought she was just, you know, the only weirdo that did this. But apparently all young gals do this now. Do you watch a lot of YouTube videos, like, before you go to bed and stuff like that? She is addicted to unboxing videos and makeup tutorials. Every night I go to sleep
and I'm hearing about makeup. I don't watch makeup tutorials because I can't do makeup very well and I can't afford to figure out how. But I do watch, like, the Facebook has the Facebook Watch ability, where it'll show you episodes of your thing. So I watch, like, BuzzFeed videos and the Try Guys and Ladylike and that kind of thing. So, yes, I guess embarrassingly, I totally do.
That's awesome. What do you think? Now, are you on Facebook a lot, or are you more of an Instagram girl?
In more recent times, I have stopped my use of Facebook, for various reasons, including it's kind of exhausting and it takes a lot of, brain space. 'Cause I'm always nervous about if I post something, you know, making it controversial, but I also don't want to just post like I ate oatmeal this morning because I don't think because I'm more than that. So I have found that I actually really enjoy Instagram. I think it's a more positive space, and that you can post something and have it be taken seriously, but also not taken divisively. So Instagram, I still have my Facebook profile mostly so I can watch Ladylike.
YouTube. My girlfriend Danny's the same way. She's the same way. She's like, you know, she goes, I just, you know, and plus people just get so worked up over stuff. She's like, she was telling me she just gets tired of, she's like, I don't have time to be mad. You know, and I'm like, I hear you.
Right.
I understand.
Well, I've actually started, like, in the notes section on my phone, I've started typing out my responses to people on Facebook, and they're, like, paragraphs long. But I don't ever post them on Facebook because it's not worth it.
Right.
It is a cathartic release to, like, be like, you're dumb. But it's not necessary to bring that negativity to someone else's life, and it's not necessary to bring that negativity to my life. So, but I do have a catharsis note in my phone.
I hear you. I think it's a brilliant idea. It's a brilliant, and especially being in the business you're into, you have to kind of watch. You know, you gotta. What I tell people, you know, when I was living in Southern California, and this was a couple of years ago. And I would go out a lot because a lot of the people that bought paintings from me they hung out in nightclubs. That's where so I would go to where they were going, you know? And, whenever I went out, I would always have a martini in my hand, but it was funny because it was a lot of the places we'd hang out called the Rocks Martini. It was never any alcohol. It was always just 7-Up or something in the glass, because you never know who you're going to talk to. You know what I mean? And I said, I have to be, you know, I can't mess something up being a knucklehead.
Yeah.
And, you know,
totally.
You got to be on your toes. Very cool. Now, I know you guys are on season 2, and I want to tell everybody, this is us. We have a website. They have a website, of course. We have a link to it, www.nbc.com/thisisus, with hyphens in between this is and us. You guys are on what night now?
We have actually wrapped this season, but we're on Tuesdays, 9/8 Central.
Nice. And when do they start filming the third season?
They haven't actually apprised me to that information, but given last season they started shooting in July, so I'm assuming they'll do the same because the first season is – episode of season 3 is airing at the same time as last year. So I figure they'll start shooting at the same time.
Nice. Well, this is your downtime, Isabel. This is time to take Pepper and your mom and, you know, go to Milan or something. Go to Rome. Go, you know, travel.
We actually got to go to Mexico last week.
Nice.
So I sort of did. Yeah, I still had to do, you know, homework. But we got to go to Mexico and be real touristy, and that was a good time. So
that's fantastic. I went on one of those little, they have the, they're the cheaper cruises, the little 3-day ones, you know. And
yeah.
We went out of San Pedro down to, where did we go? I can't even think of the name of it now. Oh, one of those little port towns down there. And there was a little girl I felt so bad for, you know, her. She told me that her father was going to beat her if she didn't sell these chiclets to me. So I bought the whole box off of her.
Oh,
thinking,
yeah.
Thinking I was doing well. And she turned the corner, and then there's five more little girls selling chiclets. I'm like, oh.
Yep. I had this little girl come up to me in the plaza in San Miguel, and she was like, can I have a moment of your time? And I speak Spanish because growing up in San Antonio, I was like the one white kid in my class for a couple of years. And and she came up and she said, can I have a moment of your time? And I was like, sure. I mean, yeah. And then she was like, I'm selling these lollipops, and this color is for luck, and this color is for this, that, and the other thing. And she had this whole spiel, and I was so impressed at her, like, you know, entrepreneurship that I gave her 15 pesos or something for whatever,
wow,
for however much it was. And then this other girl, like, a few minutes later, this other girl comes up, and she says, can I give you a minute of – can I have a minute of your time? And I was like, oh. So they practiced this spiel together. And then I was like, I actually just gave that girl my money, and I don't have enough money anymore. And she goes, yes, you do. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Oh, I feel so bad. So then I did give her some more money.
Oh, see, she gotcha.
Yep, she swindled me.
How were the lollipops? Were they the best lollipops you've ever had?
I'm going to give them to someone else for a birthday present. So
for
I don't
15 pesos. No, I'm kidding. Well, that's cool. Hopefully they're good. Well, that's very cool. So it sounds like you're doing, you know, just chugging along and very, very cool. Congratulations on everything. It's an amazing story. I think it's so cool how that happened. And, you know, my advice, listeners, if you, you know, want to get into them pictures, them moving pictures, get you an agent. Get you a good agent. Find out who Isabel's agent is and sign up with them. That's my advice.
IMDb Pro.
There you go. Go watch his or her car, pick up their laundry, do what you got to do. Get them into your corner.
My advice is yes, start looking for an agent and start doing everything else you can, whether it's get an agent and a manager or make a podcast or a YouTube channel or whatever it is. Just chug away, because I think the business rewards longevity, and yeah, it certainly my career has neither begun. Nor ended with this role. It's just another step in the lifelong process. So start your process today.
Absolutely. Now, would you, you know, future plans? I know this is kind of a weird question to ask an actor, a thespian. Would you like to move into more of the movies or continue with television? I have friends that are in both, and I have friends that like both. Which direction would you like to sail your ship, so to speak, if you can?
You know, I love all forms of acting, really. I would love to have a theater presence as well at some point in my career. I think I'm very determined to get into movies. I've never been in a feature film, and I would like, if for nothing else than to just learn to do that, make that part of my craft, and figure out how that's different from what I've already done. I'm certainly not leaving television behind to go be a movie star. But yes, I would like to get into movies for sure.
I hear you. Very, very cool. Well, it only costs seven. You can definitely do that for $7.50. No, I'm teasing. no, I foresee it. And you're absolutely right. But what a way to start the ball rolling. on a hit show, you know, seen by millions, and, you know, just how cool is that? So you got to sit there sometimes, Isabel. I mean, I don't know, maybe you don't. If it was me, I would, and just, like, pinch myself, go, wow, this is actually happening.
Oh, absolutely. Like, I still wake up, and I'm like, oh, I'm just, you know, just hanging out. Oh, my God. I was on This Is Us. Like, whoa. It does. There are moments when, like, the wave comes crashing in. I had a thing with my mom before any of the episodes aired, where I would, like, be sitting there working on homework or walking the dog, and then I would turn to her and I'd go, I'm going to be on TV, because it's such a crazy thought. It's insane.
Right.
So I still do that to myself on a regular basis.
You keep doing what you're doing. Ride that wave, you know, and just keep – obviously it's working, you know. I mean, so keep doing what you're doing. Good at it, you know, and that's
Thank
amazing.
You.
I'm so glad we got to meet, and I can't wait until the next time, you know, when I just have to beg and borrow and do whatever I can do when you're a big movie star to have you on the show.
Not
again.
At all. You won't have to at all. Just just shoot me an email and be like, hey, come back. I had a whole lot of fun talking to you, and thank you so much for letting me tell my story.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And I know you're a busy lady. You know, it's a Wednesday night in Los Angeles. And that's cool, you know. So go do what you're doing, but don't get into any trouble or anything. You know, go take Pepper for a walk. That's a good thing to do.
That's exactly what I'm going to do. Honestly, I just found her ball, and she's, like, going insane to make me throw it. So.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it, Isabel. You rock. You're, you know, like I said, just keep doing what you're doing. And congratulations, you know, on everything. It's very, very cool.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I was so glad to be here, and I am glad to rock on rock. Rock on.
All right. Hey, folks, that's going to – thank you so much, Isabel. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to wrap up tonight. We will be back. We have an early show. Yesterday we had just a terrible electrical storm down here, so we had to move yesterday's show to Thursday because the power cut. It wasn't going out, but it was browning and all this. We had to move the show. So that's going to be tomorrow at 3 o'clock here on the East Coast in the afternoon, noon on the West Coast there. We've got DJ Alicia G is going to be on with her new single. Very, very exciting stuff. So we will see you then. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Oh, and we were on the front page of BTR, so welcome all the new listeners. We always get a big bump on that. This show, of course, will be converted to a podcast and pushed out on all the various social media platforms, including up for free on iTunes. So if you are listening in, to the show in the future on iTunes, hello from the past, do me a quick favor while you're there. Hit that ratings and review. It doesn't cost you anything. It keeps us up at the top of the page, and that just really annoys all of my ex-girls. No, I'm kidding. Well, it probably does, actually, but it makes our advertisers happy, and if they're happy, I'm happy, so it's a good thing. Okay, folks, we will see you later, and see you tomorrow. Have a good night, everybody.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.